Dreamscape Lore presents Tinderbox, written by W.A. Simpson. Read for you by Ruthie Bowles. Chapter 1. The vermin of the earth had long claimed the corpse of the witch, but Ispet recognized the old woman right away, despite her head being severed from her body. Death had taken her, yet her voice and her blood cried out for justice from beyond the veils that separated the living from the deceased and other creatures that roamed the places in between. Ispet knelt in the rich loam and laid her staff, Gaimir, beside her, not noticing that his carved face was in the dirt.
A fine way to treat me. Hush!
Ispet's voice was harsher than she intended.
She reached to her right and turned the staff over, although he could quite easily do so himself.
Who did this to you? Ispet removed her backpack from around her shoulders and laid it aside. The lifeless pile of bones could not answer, at least not on their own. Ispet closed her eyes, willing something to come to her, an image, a face, anything. However, her power as a diviner was tenuous, and she often needed talismanic help. Ispet could feel her fingers curling into the dirt and the power burning in her veins.
I will kill you. I will make you suffer for what you have done.
It was not until the burning reached her eyes, and she felt stinging tears pooling within them, that she breathed in, fighting for control.
Now was not the time for this. She must find out. She must know.
Ispet.
Gaimir's voice brought her out of her turmoil.
See where she is.
The witch's body lay near the ancient hollow tree, a great-grandfather in an old forest that had survived the many wars and other follies of man. Ispet knew what was underneath its tangled roots. She had played here as a child, spending many a lazy summer afternoon at hide-and-seek in the catacombs, not with mortal children like her, but with the children of the earth. She wondered where they were now.
Do you suppose?
Ispet's brow furrowed, and she tugged at one of the myriad thin braids she wore.
She wouldn't have gone into the cave. She couldn't.
Ispet went to stand, her legs stiff from kneeling.
The box, she thought. It must be. It would explain much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?